Speaking of Rebbe,
I just want to say Aaron Bluestein's hair has had to really
Rebbe.
Of Bay's
Rebbe, I feel like we should have Rebbe. I feel like
in a Hurst for a beautiful see him. Beautiful see him.
Thank you.
Really well done, well spoken. Welcome on.
Rebbe.
Yeah.
I feel like we should do some next year for regression a bit. We should get at least like.
Okay, we're on Bay's Mabay's. So we're top, six lines from the top. Mishka said, "Rabbi Lezer Omer Miyom Tov Rishon Shal Chag." You start mentioning it. The very first piece that we had, you start mentioning Yeshem Miyom Tov Rishon Shal Chag. Says the Gemara, "Ibai Lahu." The question was asked in the base of Medrash regarding Rabbi Lezer's opinion. Rabbi Lezer Mehecha Gamar La. Where did you learn out the halacha of mentioning Gvuros Geshem of Mashi Ruchem Rishon Geshem? The Lulav Gamar La or Minisuchem Mayim Gamar La? The assumption is that he learned it out from some water-related part of the holiday. Lulav, we know. Lulav could be the source for it. Maybe Lulav Gamri Lulav. Maybe learn it out from Lulav. Because after all, Lulav Rashi points out over here, and the Gemara later on will say it as well, Lulav is a plant that grows through water. It's a tree that grows from water, obviously. And it also, the goal of it is to shake it for the hope of davening for water. Or maybe Nisuch HaMayim Gamri Lulav. Nisuch HaMayim, which was the water libation that they would do as part of the celebration of the Chag HaSukkot in the Beis Hamikdash area. Now, the reason why we even care is because different halakhim would apply depending which one of them we held. Lulav gamrla, ma lulav yom, apas kar v'yom. If you say you learn it out from lulav, it's like lulav really is only taken in the daytime, so too you should start mentioning asruach only in the daytime. Oh, did you know? Music of mayim gamrla. Or maybe you tell me you learn out from music of mayim. Water libation. And we would say, ma nisuch mayim me orsa. Nisuch mayim, which is done even, me orsa, even from the last time. Damar Mar, because after all, Master stated that it says Umincha Sam Viniskehem, that you offer the Mincha and the Nisuch, both the Korban Mincha and the libations, Afilu Ba Laila. Those can both be done even at nighttime. Afaskar and Orsa, so too also you start mentioning Mashikukum Nagashem. Also starting already at nighttime. So the Gemara right now, again, Rabbi Lezer's opinion, the Mishnah only said, you start mentioning from the first day. That's Rabbi Lezer in the Mishnah, mentioned the first day. We weren't sure what part of Sukkot was it connected to most, the lulav or the water libations. If it's the lulav, then you start mentioning it the day of the first day. Like lulav is only the midst of the daytime, so to mention it like lulav. Or you tell me, it's like Nisuch HaMayim, it's sourced out from water libations, which could be done even at nighttime, so you should mention it the first night of Sukkot. That's the Gemara's question. So Tashma, let's come and listen. Rabbi Lezer learned out this dinner from lulav, and therefore you should start mentioning it only in the daytime of the first day. Now, how did Rabbi Lezer know that? Some say Rabbi Lezer had a mesora; he had a tradition that was the case, but no actual textual sources. Some say no; he actually had a brisa that he heard that Rabbi Lezer held. It was connected to lulav. Mahi, what was his brisa? The time of learning brisa, me'imasai maskir al geshem. When does one start mentioning meshruchim regeshem? Rabbi Lezer, omer mishas nitzilas lulav. From the time when you pick up lulav the first day. So we see over here that clearly that Rabbi Lezer connected the meshruchim regeshem to the lulav. Rabbi Shua, omer mishas anachaso. Rabbi Shua says, no, not when you pick lulav, put lulav down. The last time you end up shaking the lulav, or after you shake the lulav already. Which would be, again, Mishnah over here, Rabbi Yeshua said, it was the last day of Sukkot, the last day of Chag, which really Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah. That's when you should start saying, Mashi Ruch Rani Yeshem. Now we're going to see the discussion. Rabbi Lezer, Ho, Barbas Minim, Halalu, Einam, Ba'in, Yel, Rath, Ratzaz, Amayim, since these four Minim, the Lulav, Esrog, Hadassim, and Aravos, they only come for the purpose of, to make Hashem Ratzos, to make water wanted or desired, and that Hashem should bring water for us, and Ukashem Shar mean Halalu Yev Shar Hemlomayim. And also you couldn't grow these four species of the Lulav Esra and Asim Ravos without water. It means they're very, very symbolic and connected to water. And therefore, Yev Shar Lolam Belomayim, just like again, these four things are grown on water, represent water, we're shaking them to tell Hashem Baruch Hu, they need water, and so do we need water. And therefore we tie and attach the halachas of discussing the water, the rain Hashem brings, connected to the laws surrounding Lulav and Esrog, which means it starts Zafka on the first day and not on the first night. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua says back to Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Yeshua again, He held it to be said the last day of Chag, not the first day. But aren't, we tell us the Mishnah as well, isn't rainfall in the Sukkos, is it not a bad sign? After all, again, we go outside in our Sukkos to serve Hashem, and Hashem says, get back in your house. I don't want your avodah. It starts to rain, we send it right back in our house. It's a sim klala, it's a bad sign.
Rabbi.
Eliezer. How funny little Martin.
Rabbi, you're like in and out.
I'm in and out?
For me, at least.
Gabe, you in and out, bro. We hear Rabbi.
Oh, no. This is me. My bad.
Is that me in the background?
I think we should. No, I think that's Mr. Gersberg.
Oh.
Like Tati Gersberg.
Okay. Anyways, I'll mute everyone. But I'll go. I'll hope that it works. Gabe, can you hear me? No? Can everyone else hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Gabe is the one.
Yeah, Gersberg.
I hope Gabe gets me back.
Hey, Rabbi.
Yeah.
This is like going through a bracer right now.
Yeah. Big bracer right now, a big bracer. Okay. So the Gemara brings down, and the Gemara suggests the following. Again, Rabbi Yeshua, he does have a discussion. Rabbi Yeshua says, Rabbi Eliezer, why would you ever discuss rain when it's a bad sign to get rain during the Chag? So I'm Rabbi Eliezer, I never said you should ask for rain. Elahazkar, I said you should mention that Hashem brings rain. Ukshem, I'll give you an example. I'll give you a proof, a source that you're allowed to discuss things and mention them, even though you're not asking for them right now. What's the source? Ukshem shetchias amesim maskir kol shana kula veina ela bezmana kach maskir v'rus Hashem kol shana veina ela bezmana. Just like we mentioned Hashem bringing back the mason, which is not going to happen all the time, but we still mention it the entire year. Similarly, and by the way, the bracha of Mashiach Baruch is even found in the bracha of Tchias HaMesim in that section.
There's a fundamental difference, though.
What's that?
There's a fundamental difference.
Tell me.
Gvuros Geshamim, there's a rainy season and a not rainy season. And Tchias HaMesim, there's no just death season. So when would you even start to mention it if you're only...
Not death, it's life season, to bring back the life season.
Is there a Tchias HaMesim season?
There is not. That's what the Gemara Daniel said. Excellent, Daniel. Look back next time on the Gemara. The Gemara, Lefichach, in Baal Haskel, Shana Kula Masker. Therefore, just like Tchias HaMesim, if I want to mention all year long, then I should be able to mention all year long. After all, I do for Tchias HaMesim, I should do for Gvuros Hashamim as well. Now, we'll get back to Daniel's point in a minute. The Gemara is going to get to that what Daniel said, to explain the difference between the Geshamim and Tchias HaMesim. We'll see that very soon. But the Gemara is going on, as Aaron said, in the Bryce. The Bryce goes on, and the Bryce has a few more Shot we had not seen in the Mishnah yet. The Mishnah already discussed the first day of Yontif and the last day of Yontif. And we see this from Yeshua Belezer, we see over here as well. But the Gemara is going to quote right now a number of other pins in this Brisa besides the first and last day. Rabbi Omer Ani Mishash Masik L'Sheila Kach Masik L'Azkara. Rabbi says, I say that just like you stop asking at some point, so do you stop mentioning it. I mean, you're right. In theory, I could mention it all year round, but since there's a time when I stop asking the same Talamach L'Vrach, that's the Sheila is. So when I stop mentioning that, which is the first day of Yontif of Pesach, so too I stop mentioning Mashiach Ruach Rigeshem, even though it's not a request. That's why we stop mentioning it. Now we'll see now a few other answers that brought down as to why or as to when we should start saying it. What part of Sukkos? Rudi ben Beseir Omer B'sheni B'chagu Maskir. Mention Mashiach Ruach Rigeshem the second day of the holiday. Rabbi Kiva Omer B'shishi B'chagu Maskir. It should be the sixth day of the holiday. Rabbi Yehuda Omer over the Fnayateva Byom Tova Achron Shel Chag. Achron Maskir, Richard in the Maskir. This was mentioned in the Mishnah already, so we had it before Rabbi Yehuda's opinion in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda right now is quoting, explaining Rabbi Yeshua, who said the last day. So he's saying, now what was the last day? What does it mean the last day? It means the Shliach Tzibur on the last day Yontif. So the Achron, the Musaf, the Baal Musaf, the Shliach Tzibur from Musaf, he mentions Mashiach Ruach Merigashim. And the Rishon, the Baal Shachris, in the Maskir, he does not mention it. And when do you stop? Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach is when you mention it until. Our Rishon Maskir, the Shachris, Baal Shachris, mentions it in the Shachris. Achron, the Baal Musaf, in the first day of Pesach, Eino Maskir. Okay, now back to Daniel's point. Shapir Ka'amr Le Rabbi Lezer Le Yeshua. Rabbi Lezer said to Rabbi Yeshua, he said good to Rabbi Yeshua. Lezer to Rabbi Yeshua, that we mention things that don't come, that aren't all year round. Tchias HaMesim, for example. So what will be the response? So Daniel said already, and this is what Rabbi Yeshua says back, Amalach Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua says back, Bishlam Tchias HaMesim, Maskir, you mentioned Tchias HaMesim, why, Dekuli Yomei Zmanihu, any day should be its time. As Daniel said, there is no dying season or coming back to life season. whenever it's going to happen is when it's going to happen. There is no designated slotted time period for this to take place. And therefore, it makes sense to mention every day. We hope for it every day. El Gishamim, when it comes to rain, more than it's not only a rainy season sometimes, but worse than that, Kol Emus Ta'asim Zman Ayuhu, he is every time that it comes, is that it's time to come? We'll show you right now that it's not even always good that it comes sometimes. About time we learn the Mishnah. Yatza Nisan, the Yard of Gishamim, Simon Klalahim. If Nisan finishes, when Nisan is out, like right, like you know, like a month ago, and it would start to rain, that's a bad sign. Shemar says in Shmuel, Alok Tzira Chitim Hayom, it's time for harvesting the wheat. It shouldn't be raining right now. It's not a time to be raining. It's time to be harvesting. And therefore, there are times when even if it fell, besides not being the right season, it's actually bad. It's not beneficial for it to fall then. And therefore, Rabbi Yeshua says, back to Rabbi Lezer, you're right that we mentioned Tzkesem Esim all year round. But there is no time better or worse for Tzkesem Esim. Whenever it comes, it's great. But for rain, it's not always great when it comes. And therefore, there should be a time when you should stop. The winner takes a little break and starts discussing the brights we just quoted, particularly the three opinions that we saw, two opinions we saw that were not like we saw in the Mishnah. The Mishnah again said the first day after we start saying it, and we say it from the morning, we pass it over here, or we start saying it from the last Ayantif during most of the time. We quoted also Yehuda Maseir and Rabbi Kiva. Yehuda Maseir said he started saying it from the second day Ayantif. Rabbi Kiva said from the sixth day of Sukkot, and Rabbi Kiva said from the sixth day of Sukkot. Now, what's that? What's all those opinions built off of? Yehuda Maseir Omer.
Rabbi, what does halo katzir chatim hayom mean?
It means, is it not the time for the harvesting of the wheat today? Which I guess means that we should be harvesting it now. Usually rainfall is effective when things are planted and you want it to grow. When you're ready to start harvesting it, it's no longer time for rainfall. It doesn't help the wheat that you're about to harvest when it starts to rain right now. It's not, and then you're harvesting outside, which means it's not good to have rainfall right now. So we already know we understand the first opinion of the Mishnah, which was that you go, you start off in the beginning, because that's like lulav. Lulav is for the purpose of water, and you start taking lulav yom rishon. So you say also masaruch yom rishon. We understood the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah that says only after chag, the last day of chag, because after all, rainfall is a simon klala on the chag. But how about the other two opinions, the second day of Sukkot and the sixth day of Sukkot? So first, Rabbi Yehuda Maseira. Yudim Seira, my time to Yudim Seira, what's the reason that he says the second day of Sukkot? Tanu Yudim Seira, Omer, Nemar B'sheini B'niskehem. It says in the second day, you look in the Korbanos, when it describes the Korbanos for each day of the Chag. And the second day it says B'niskehem, instead of Unisacheha, B'niska, he adds in some extra letters there. B'nemar B'shishi Unisacheha, and in the sixth day it adds an extra Yudin, it's B'niska Unisacheha. B'nemar B'shvihi K'mishpatam. Say the word kimishpat. You look at the extra letters in each one of these three words, the mem of v'niskehem, the yud of unusacheha, and the mem of kimishpatam, used as kimishpat. Sari mem yud mem, harikan mayim. Mikan rem is lisa kamayim in a Torah. So here, the Torah, when the Torah is discussing the korbanos that you bring during the chag of Sukkot, so there's a unique word in the second day of Sukkot's description in the Torah, the sixth day of inscription of the Torah, and the seventh inscription of the Torah. And each one is an extra mem in the second day, extra yud in the sixth day, extra mem in the seventh day. Spelling out mayim. And this over here says the Gemara is the remez for nisuch mayim in the Torah. This is the hint, the reference for nisuch mayim that you're supposed to have, besides the usual wine libation that come much of the year with different korbanos, we add in an extra water libation, nisuch mayim, pouring of water on the Mishkan, on the Mizbeach, as part of the avoda of Sukkot. Well, Ma'ichna B'sheni, the Nukkot. What's the reason why he taught it should be the second day, though? Okay, so I see there's a reference here, Nisach HaMayim, but how do we know that we should start saying Ma'ich Ruch Mer'yashim on the second day of Sukkot? Gemara says, D'chi Remizi L'hu B'kra, when the Torah references it or hints to this Mayim, B'sheni Hu D'Remizi, it starts off, the first reference is on Yom Sheni, it's on the second day of Sukkot, with the extra mem of Niskehem. And therefore, it makes sense to start saying Mashiach Negeshim, in the day where the Torah starts to symbolize and reference Nisuch HaMayim, the word Benitzkehem. Hilkach B'sheni Mad Karina. Mad Karina means the word Maz Karina. The Dalad turns into Dalad. The Zion in Hebrew is a Dalad in Aramaic, and therefore Maz Karina. We mention it on the second day of the Chag. Okay, so we understand Rabbi Yehuda B'Seir's opinion. How about Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva over Rishishi v'chagu maskir. Why? Shnei Rishishi says in the Shishi, unisacheha. B'shnei nichusim nisuchim akasim medaber. The word nisacheha is plural. It means two different nisuchs, which are echa nisuch amayim, echa nisuch hayayim. It's one, two nisuchs, two libations. One is water and one is wine. Now over here, Rashi here points out, the word v'niske hem does not refer to two nisuchs. It means multiple nisuch. But says Rashi, there are multiple korbanos, and every korban has nisuch attached to it potentially, and therefore there are many nisuchs because there are many korbanos. But over here, unisacheha means in this one korban, there are multiple nisuchs. Two nisuchs for this one korban. What libations do you have in this one korban? You have a libation of water and a libation of wine. So since over here in the 6-day dafka of Sukkot, you have a clear reference to multiple nisuchs going on to a korban, that is the first time you have a clear, not only like a veiled reference, but a clear reference to water, and therefore we should start mentioning water on the 6th day of Sukkot.
Why is two nisuchs a hinting to that?
Two, because again, so what do you mean? What else could it be?
One nisuch.
No, because we have very often nisuch hayayin. We often have wine libations.
Oh, the fact that we have nisuch.
Another wine with us. We have two, so we said one is wine and one is water. But what Gabe was really getting at right now is the next part of the Gemara. They mitzarvayu dechamra. So even if you have two nisuchs, I didn't know one is water. Maybe they're both wine. You have to have two separate wine libations to this korban. I agree with you in the 6th day is a reference to a second type of libation. But who says it's water? Why can't you have two wine libations? Two, again, libation means a pouring. Two wine pourings is part of the avodah by the Mizbeach. So something like Rabbi Akiva said, because the reason why we say it's Rabbi Akiva holds that it's one wine and one water, because the Rabbi Akiva who learned out the drasha of Mayim from the extra Mem, Yud, and Mem. In the 2nd day, the 6th day, the 7th day, as the Torah describes what happens, what korbanos are brought on Chag HaSukkot. And therefore, since this is an extra yud, which spells out the word water, the middle part of the mem yud mem is the yud, and this spells out part of the word water. So therefore, Dalai Ramizi Maya, that water is being hinted to in this word, and therefore I'm assuming the second libation is water and not a second one of wine. Says the Gemara, 1 second, top of Gimel Aleph. Isa Lakrabi Yud Mesera, Filter Yud Mesera. Name of Kavase, why does he hold like him that you should actually start from the 2nd day of Sukkot? Again, if he holds as a water reference, mem, extra mem in the 2nd day, extra yud in the 6th day, extra mem in the 7th day, then wouldn't it make more sense to actually hold your Seder in general? He says start mentioning water on the 2nd day, because the water reference, if you hold your Seder, that you spell out Mayim from the water reference, the extra letters, then why don't you hold like him also? You should start by the first part of that, which is the 2nd day, which is the first extra mem we have in the Chumash. Why do we wait to the 6th day? So over here, Rabbi Akiva, ki ksiv nisuch yisera, b'shishu d'chsiv. The reason why, Rabbi Akiva says, it's true there's a reference, a veiled reference, to the letters mem, yud, and mem, extra letters that are found in the Chumash. But when the extra nisuch is written not only veiled, but explicitly, nisachah refers to multiple nisuchs on one korban, so therefore, we're going to assume if that's the case, that it refers to the Nisuch HaMayim, and that's where we should also, you know, celebrate the Nisuch, the mentioning of it, in the day when it's not a veiled reference of an extra Mem, Yud and Mem, but rather Unisachad, extra reference to an extra Nisuch on the 6th day. That's what we mentioned on the 6th day. Okay, 3rd line from the top. Tanya Rabbi Nasan Omer, Bakodesh Hasich Nesech Shechar La Hashem. Again, in the Kodesh, you should Hasich Nesech. You should libate. What does that mean? B'shein yisuchim akasim v'daber. Torah over here again is referring to separately. It's referring to two separate nisuchs that are going on. Echa nisuch ha-mayim, echa nisuch ha-yayin. One we mentioned earlier for the mayim, one for the yayin. Verse says, why am I so certain? Eimay tarvayo atzchamra. Again, normally we have nisuch ha-yayin. We have wine libation. Maybe they both refer to wine libations. Why are we assuming one's water? Meaning use the same word to describe, if it's the same type of libation, use the same word to describe both of the same type of libation. My haseich nesech, why does it use different words? Okay, so now we have over here, finally, we have all four pshatim we understand. We understand why you start the 1st day, because compared to lulav. We understand why it's on the second day, because the reference of extra mam, yud, mam is on the second day, Reuben Becerra, start then. We understand why you start on the sixth day, Rabbi Akiva would say, because the extra yud, unisachah, which really means explicitly a second nisach on that day for that particular korban, is on the sixth day, referencing nisach amayim, so we should say it on that day. We know the last one, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, because after all, it's a bad sign to have water during the chag, better wait till the chag is already finished. But now we're going to say the following question.
So that last opinion was that you should have it after the chag? So
the last day of chag was already called Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, not the actual first 7 days of Sukkot. Exactly. That's what we saw in the Mishnah of Rabbi Yeshua's opinion.
We're now what about Rabbi's opinion?
What's that?
Doesn't Rabbi have opinion in the thing also?
Well, Rabbi Yehuda explained Rabbi Yeshua, or he said which person to start this last day, right? Rabbi Yehuda's opinion was based upon Rabbi Yeshua's psak that it's the last day. The question is, what part of the last day do you start to mention it? You see that, Aaron?
No.
What does Rabbi Yeshua say in the Mishnah?
No, I'm saying when we start talking about the in the breast, I think it says like Rabbi Omer, Ani Misha Shemafsik Lishalakach Mafsik Laskara.
Yeah, but again, that's really explaining when you stop saying it, not when you start saying it.
Okay.
That's the Gemara. Last part, and then we'll say that's when we'll stop. Says Gemara, Elaha ditznav learn the Mishnah Nisach Hamayim Kol Shiva money. The Mishnah in Sukkah says that we do Nisach Hamayim water libation all 7 days of the Chag. Who's that like? We have four opinions in our Mishnah now, or a Brisa, and none of them say that because Rabbi Yeshua name a Chag Yomer. Yeshua only has 1 day of water libation. Rabbi Akiva Treyomi. If you say Rabbi Akiva, that would be only 2 days of water libations. Rabbi Beseira. Shisiyomi, that will only be 6 days of water libation. You do have to say start from the sixth day. Now, by the way, just so you know, Raja here points out that Rabbi Lezer could certainly be the author of the Mishnah, of the Mishnah. Rabbi Lezer held it start from the first day, right? So that's not a question. We knew that Rabbi Lezer could be the author of the Mishnah as well. That's a no-brainer. We're trying to figure out, can there be anybody else besides Rabbi Lezer who is the author of the Mishnah? And Rabbi Lezer held it start from the first day. And therefore, it makes sense that you could have 7 days of water libation. You mentioned water the first day. It will make sense to maybe have all 7 days be water libations, like the Mishnah and Sukkah brings down. We want to know the other three opinions that are out there, would any of them work or not? So, Gemara says over here, no, Leol Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra really is the author of that Mishnah, potentially, who says 7 days of water libation. Aye, but he started on the second day. The only leaves was 6 days, not seven. The Sar Lake, Rabbi Yehuda, the Masnisan, looks like Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Time Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda holds in the Mishnah. Belugaya Manasseh Kol Shmona. Yehuda says that they actually would be Manasseh with the amount, the shear, the measurement of a lug, and they would do it for all 8 days. Mm-hmm. Now, Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra argues and says, no, it's not the first day, the second day. But if you do it all 8 days, but minus the first day, you're left with 7 days. Umapik Rishon, so take out the first day. Rabbi Yehuda starts with the second day. Umayel Shmini, you add in the eighth day. And then we have in the end, you have 7 days. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda is the author of the Mishnah we quoted right now in Sukkah. Again, one more time. What's going on right now in the Gemara? The Gemara now is suggesting to us that we have a Mishnah that says you have 7 days of water libations going on. 7 days. And the Gemara here wants to know, where's 7 days from? Who says 7 days? I know Rabbi Lezer could be 7 days because he holds, you start mentioning the first day, so maybe he held the water libations also on the first day. But how about the other three opinions? Anybody else say it or not? So we quoted no, because Rabbi Kiva would, Rabbi Yehuda would say it would be only 6 days. Rabbi Yeshua would only be 1 day. Rabbi Kiva would only be 2 days. No one else says 7 days. Says Gemara, no. Rabbi Yehuda Becerra might say 7 days. How? Because we had a Mishnah that say quarter of Yehuda, not here, but elsewhere in Masechet Sukkah, as telling us that you should have 8 days of water libations. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra would argue and agree. He would agree it goes through the eighth day, but he argues and says it doesn't start on the first day, it's on the second day. And therefore, 2 to 8 is 7. So maybe that's a pshat. Gemara says, no way. Why? Umayishna Rishon Delo. Why do we say the reach the first day should not have according to Masera, the water, the libations? The Chirubizi Maya, Besheinu Dremizi. Because when the water is mentioned, the Psukim, the first extra letter, the extra mem, the first letter of the word Mayim, that's referenced on the second day of Sukkot. That's why we start the second day according to Masera. Well, if that's the case, Shmini Nami. Then regarding the eighth day, The last mention, the last mem of Mayim is in the seventh day of the Sukkot Torah reading discussion, the Torah describing the seventh day of Sukkot. The eighth day, there's no more mention of Mayim anymore. So if you want to tell me who to say, let's start from the second day, because that's where the Mayim reference begins. Well, then you should stop by the seventh day. That's where the Mayim reference ends. And therefore, don't tell me it goes 2 to 8, because the reason why you started from 2 is the reason why you should stop at 7. There's only 6 days according to the Sarah. So we're now back to assuming that none of those three opinions could be the author of the Mishnah and Sukkah that suggests 7 days for Nisuch HaMayim. And the Gemara says in the end, no. El Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua is the author of the Mishnah, potentially. It could also be the author of the Mishnah that says Nisuch HaMayim is 7 days of alternates of Sukkot. Rabbi Yeshua said in the Mishnah, you start mentioning from the last day of Chag, this last day of Yontif, of Sukkot. Yeah, says the Gemara. Nisuch HaMayim kol shiva hilchasa gemirula. The Nisuch HaMayim being all 7 days is halacha l'moshe misinai. Halacha l'moshe misinai means it's not textually driven. It's not a textual source. It's a mesorah that we had from Moshe Rabbeinu down to us today that there was a certain halachas that we knew, and therefore Nisuch HaMayim being all 7 days of Sukkot was an example of this halacha. It's not based upon when you start mentioning Mashiach or Negeshem. It's not based upon when the extra man for you to remember found in the Torah. It's Davka based upon Halacha Moshe Sinai, and Rabbi Yeshua could be off the Mishnah. I'm Rabbi Ami, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mishur Yechunya, Ish Bikas Beis Chorasan. Rabbi Ami, quoted Rabbi Yochanan, quoted Rabbi Yechunya, the man of Bikas Beis Chorasan. That's where the place he was found in. It says that there were three things, Eser Netzios, Arava, and Nisuch HaMayim were all Halacha Moshe Sinai. What are these three things? So Eser Netzios means that usually when Shemitah year is coming, you're supposed to stop tending your fields a certain amount of time, about 30 days before the Chag, before Rosh Hashanah, before Shemitah year starts. However, if you have Eser Netzios, which means a certain size land with 10 different plantings in that land, which means there will be a significant loss to not tend to it right up to the amount that you're allowed to, which is right up to Erev Rosh Hashanah, the year of the Shemitah year, then it would be it could be very badly damaged. And therefore we say, Moshe Sinai, that we allow, Moshe Rabbeinu said, if you have a field that size with those amount of trees in it, then you can even go all the way into Erev Hashanah instead of stopping a month beforehand. Arava means that there was a certain day, we call Hoshana Rabba, where you take the Hoshanas around and they have their own special connection to Sukkot. You know, the last day of Hoshana Rabba, we walk around with Aravas in our hand, even besides the normal ones in the Lulav. That's also Halacha Moshe Sinai. And finally, Nisuch HaMayim also Halacha Moshe Sinai. That's why we know that it could even be for that many days, for seven days long, even though we only mention Mashiach HaMayim Geshem according to Yeshua on the last day of Chag. Stop over here. We'll be heading with this tomorrow.
Right.